For the first time today, victims of the opioid epidemic spoke directly to members of the Sackler family. The Sacklers own Purdue Pharma, maker of OxyContin, a prescription pain medication that helped fuel the opioid crisis. Members of the Sackler family listened to heart-wrenching testimony about children lost to fatal overdoses and years lost to addiction. NPR's addiction correspondent Brian Mann covered today's court hearing and joins us now. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Sarah.
So tell us how things unfolded today.
Yeah, this was really a watershed moment in the legal and I guess you'd have to say moral reckoning over this opioid crisis, which has killed 500,000 people in the U.S. This was the first and really only chance in this entire process for people who say their lives were destroyed by OxyContin to speak directly to the Sacklers. Some members of the family pushed aggressively over the years to boost opioid sales that earned them billions of dollars. This hearing unfolded on Zoom with people appearing one by one on screen, often holding up photographs of their dead loved ones. Three of the Sacklers volunteered to be present, and the rules then required them to listen and watch as people shared their grief. Dee Dee Yoder was one of those who spoke. She described getting the call when her son Chris died of an overdose at age 21.
There's no easy way to say this, but your son is deceased. And so now I feel like I have a hole in my heart that will never go away.
And I should say, Sarah, we weren't allowed to record the actual court hearing today, so these are voices of people who agreed to speak to NPR after it ended.
It all sounds absolutely heartbreaking, Brian. How did the Sacklers respond to what they heard?
Well, this is fascinating. They didn't. David and Teresa Sackler were visible on the screen the whole time. They showed no emotion through the testimony, which again was often raw and grief-stricken. Richard Sackler was not visible on screen. The Sacklers have said throughout that they did nothing wrong ethically or legally, though their company, Purdue Pharma, has pleaded guilty twice to federal crimes linked to opioid marketing and sales.
And what are people saying about the significance of this moment, about having a chance to speak directly to the Sackler family?
Yeah, this was clearly a powerful day for people, hard and exhausting, but important. Family members who lost loved ones told me it was vital that they feel heard by the Sacklers. Jill Chickowitz, whose twin brother died after an opioid overdose, spoke with me after the hearing.
There was a little more of closure. Looking the Sacklers in the eyes, they have deemed some of us as, you know, addicts, and it was their fault. For them to see that we are a nice, normal family that is truly heartbroken.
And I also spoke with Tiffany Scott, who lost her daughter Tiara to an OxyContin overdose. She said it was also powerful to share this moment with other families, other victims of this epidemic.
Families coming together to address the Sacklers for one and once in a lifetime. That's where the power came in. They were required to sit and listen.
Now, a lot of people did ask the Sacklers for an apology today, really demanded it at times, but that did not happen. Again, the Sacklers deny any wrongdoing.
And now that people have had their chance to speak, what happens next?
Yeah, so Judge Robert Drain is expected to approve a settlement, Sarah, where the Sacklers will pay roughly $6 billion from their private fortunes, a lot of that money going to fund drug treatment programs. In return, the Sacklers will receive immunity from all future opioid lawsuits. One thing people did tell me today is they think moments like this have changed the narrative about the Sacklers. They were once respected as one of America's leading philanthropic families. Now their names are being taken down from museums and buildings and colleges. People who I spoke to today say they do feel vindicated by that and over this cathartic moment that we heard in today's hearing.
NPR's Brian Mann covers addiction. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Sarah.